Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's get some professional sporting events here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. World Series Game 4 went down last night. The Toronto Blue Jays would take Game 4. We've, of course, in Game number 3, as we talked about extensively last night, we had an 18-inning marathon that took place in Game number 3. Second time that a World Series game has gone to 18 innings. Here's what's really interesting, and by really interesting, I mean completely inconsequential but still entertaining to me for some reason. I don't know why this jumped off and I was like, oh, that's really interesting, other than it's, to me, kind of interesting. There have been two MLB World Series games that went 18 innings. It happened twice. It happened in 2000, I believe, 18 between the Dodgers and the Red Sox. Now it has happened in 2025 between the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. The national anthem in both of those games was played and sung by Brad Paisley. Brad Paisley is now responsible for the World Series national anthems that were followed up by the only two 18-inning World Series games in the history of the Fall Classic. Like, there's nothing that matters about that, right? Unless Brad Paisley shows up at the World Series next year to sing the national anthem again, which, if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm absolutely inviting him for a random game in the World Series next year just to see if Brad Paisley's a witch. Because that's it.
Yeah, two times a coincidence. Third times is absolutely some sort of power.
Yeah, there's some voodoo going on or something with Brad Paisley. Last night, however, only 9 innings of baseball required.
I'll say maybe it's like Sinners, the music that he's playing awakens something. I don't know if you ever saw the movie.
I did not see the movie, but I know the plot of it. And yeah, it might be that. Perhaps Brad Paisley is a wizard. I described him as, to my wife, a wizard on the guitar. Brad Paisley doesn't get enough credit for how good of a guitar player he is. He's an incredible guitar player.
I'm not a country guy, but I've seen him play a bunch of different kinds of bands where he just comes in and plays,
yeah,
and
he shreds.
Tears it up.
Yeah. He kicks ass. So anyway, 9 innings necessary last night for a 6-2 win for the Toronto Blue Jays. Shane Bieber would be credited with the dub. He is now 2-0 in the postseason. 5.1 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. One run. It was earned. 3 walks, 3 strikes, 81 pitches last night. The interesting thing about this game was Shohei Ohtani looked like a mortal. Shohei Ohtani is, and I say this, and I've stood on this, and I'll continue to stand on this until somebody gives me a reason to believe otherwise, and none of you have so far. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player in the history of Major League Baseball. I use the history in the history of baseball as a game. Shohei Ohtani is the best to ever do it. There's no position on the field outside of maybe catcher that he couldn't play, I don't think. He's one of the greatest hitters in Major League Baseball. He's a top 10 pitcher in Major League Baseball, and he does it at a high level consistently. This is one of the reasons that I feel really bad for Angels fans, because this dude was not just on your baseball team for a very long time, but he was on your baseball team with Mike Trout who is also one of the best players in Major League Baseball if he could stay healthy. You had those two guys, you couldn't win a single playoff game. Now Shohei Ohtani is going for back-to-back World Series with the LA Dodgers and is going out there and throwing 10 strikeout, 3 home run games. Is going out there and throwing 10K multi-hit games. The dude has more 3-plus base hit games in a World Series than anybody else ever. Like, at this point, Shohei Ohtani's biography is going to be called the only player to everything, the Shohei Ohtani story. Because he's just, he's got like a list of things that he's the only player in baseball history to do. And they're impressive. It's not like those, you know, sometimes the TV studio shows, they'll like go dig way down deep to come up with some very random stat that they're like, oh, you know, this guy is the only guy to hit this many home runs on Tuesdays while wearing blue socks. And it's like, all right, I mean, I get it, but also that kind of seems a little arbitrary if we're taking it honest. Shohei Ohtani's things are like dumb. It's like that shouldn't be a thing. That shouldn't be a thing that's happening right now. Like, that's not a stat. But that's ridiculous. So, with that being said, Shohei Ohtani looked like a mortal. And by the way, the texter just texted the show, and I quote, newsflash, he is a mortal. It's a figure of speech, texter. I am aware that Shohei Ohtani is just a regular dude who happens to be better at playing a game than anyone has ever been at playing that game before. I get it.
I hope they're messing with you.
I'm sure they are. It turns out we have cultivated an audience of smartasses here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate, and I'm totally good with that.
We're good at that kind of gardening,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, yeah. What I mean by that is Shohei Ohtani has been spectacular throughout the course of this postseason, and last night Shohei Ohtani just looked like another dude. He just looked like another guy that was out there. And to me, I think that was the story of last night's game, was that they took a guy who has been nothing shy of legendary throughout the course of this World Series, and they made him look bad. 0-for-3 from the dish, 2 strikeouts in that game. From the plate, 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned. Did strike out 6. 2 of those runs were from Vladdy Guerrero Jr. taking show a yard for a couple in the third. But there's one more aspect of this game that I appreciated, and it was the fact that after an 18-inning marathon that did not end until 2:50 a.m. the night before, which was 11:50 on the left coast, the boys went back to the crib, got a half night sleep, got up the next day, came back to the ballpark to run it back for 9 more. Toronto had to do this in a hotel room. Now, I'm a big hotel guy. I like staying in hotels because I like that I can dump the air conditioner onto Arctic Blast, make that hotel room 62 degrees and just live under the covers. I love a good hotel, but let's be honest, after 2, 3, 4 nights in a hotel, you're like, all right, that's enough. Kind of want to go home now. These boys from Toronto are in a different country on the other side of the continent. They played 18. They had to go shower in a hotel shower. They had to sleep in a hotel bed. And granted, there are some hotels, and I assume Major League Baseball is putting the boys up in a nice hotel. There are some hotels that have some pretty damn nice mattresses in them.
I was going to say, I've been to regular hotels, cheap hotels, and like once or twice 5 stars. I'm guessing they're going to be in a 5-star hotel, probably.
I'm assuming so.
Those beds there are nicer than the beds in most of the homes of people listening.
I totally agree. Yet still, even if that is the case, you're just going to be more comfortable at the house. Or at least I hope you are. So what I appreciated about Toronto is that on top of having to go through that, I'll say, knowing full well that some of you are going to lift an eyebrow at this, hardship after an 18-inning game the night before, as hard as it can be to have to be on the road as a Major League Baseball player.
I feel so sorry for him. Yeah.
I do. It is more along the lines of I was impressed because what I saw in game 3, the 18-inning game, that...
So they're staying in a hotel in California.
Correct. In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was as comfortable as anybody's ever been in a hotel.
I mean, you know.
But still, you're talking about.
It's not like they're in Minnesota or something.
I don't disagree. It's L.A. It's a five-star. You're probably as nice. You were. The Toronto Blue Jays were more comfortable in their hotel than anyone else was in a hotel that night after 18 innings. I'm not disagreeing. But at the same time, like, you're still in a hotel on the road after playing 18 innings of baseball, not getting back to the hotel till probably like 1:30 in the morning. Showering, sleeping in a different room, in a different bed, to then get up the next day and go play the most important baseball game of your life. Because if you go down again last night and you're in a hole 3-1, now LA can finish you off at their own crib. You have to win one more to at least force it back to Toronto. So, what I appreciated was that in a spot that I think a lot of baseball teams would have been at least to some degree mentally impacted. Toronto wasn't. In fact, quite the opposite, in my opinion. My biggest complaint about the Blue Jays in Game 3 was that I thought that they tiptoed past the line of aggression over into the land of stupidity. And I gave some thoughts on that yesterday on the show, that I think the line between aggression and stupidity is often razor thin. And people who can recognize that they have tiptoed up to that line and not cross over it, those are people who are going to run things. People who can't recognize the line between stupidity and aggression, they're going to go screaming past the line from aggression into stupidity, and they're going to get in trouble for it. We've all been young. Some of us are still young, if only mentally, and do that all the time. The point, huh, with that conversation is, I thought the Jays walked it back. I thought they were past aggression into stupidity in Game 3. They were sending guys around the bases in spots that they had no business sending guys around the bases. They were challenging some of the biggest arms in Major League Baseball in the Dodgers outfield. They were challenging them, and they were getting thrown out at third, getting thrown out at home in this game. I thought they were over-aggressive. In fact, I didn't see a reason that game needed to go to overtime other than Toronto's absolute, and I'm going to use my favorite word to use in sports sometimes, dumbassery as far as running the bases in that spot, cost them a bunch of runners in scoring position situations with some big heavy hitters coming up. And that includes in extra innings. They could have had a man on third going into the bottom of the 12th with a guarantee that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was going to get his next AB. But instead, they send a pinch-hitting left fielder who had played like three innings in the postseason, who was in there because they were running out of bodies. They sent that guy from third to challenge Teoscar Hernandez, one of the most cannon arms in the MLB. And guess what happened? He got thrown out by five steps at home plate. So now all of a sudden, you don't have a runner on third, and you're not guaranteed to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Up to the dish. That's past aggression into stupidity. I don't mind aggression, but like sometimes, and the unfortunate part for a lot of us is that sometimes you don't recognize that you crossed from aggression into stupidity until the consequences for stupidity show up. For the Blue Jays, the consequences for stupidity showed up like two or three times and they kept going. That's the issue. Once you get the consequence from stupidity, I would like to think that most of us can go, oh, that is what we call the consequences of my own actions. And perhaps I should change said actions. The Jays didn't. They just kept going for it, and it kept not working, and it kept pushing the game deeper and deeper and deeper, where when you're running out of arms and George Springer's out of that game, you're now at a point where it becomes which team's superstar is going to make a play. And when you have guys that are in the lineup because you pinched hit them in different spots to create certain matchups, when you have Miles Straw out in the field, when you've got Ty France stepping in as a pinch hitter, when you've got these guys coming up, I'm going to go ahead and say that at that point in the game, I'm going to take a lineup that's got Freddie Freeman and Teoscar Hernandez and Mookie Betts in it before I say, yeah, I'll take a lineup that has Miles Straw batting in it, right? Like that was the consequence, was the L. What I liked about Toronto was that last night, they just said, let's go back to normal. Let's throttle it down. Let's walk this back. Let's not be over aggressive. Let's be aggressive, but aggressive like the way that we were aggressive to get by Seattle. Are we going to take some chances? Absolutely. But we're going to take chances where the outcome is either going to be good or neutral, not where it's going to be good or really, really, really bad. Because they took a lot of chances where the outcome was either going to be good or really, really, really bad in game three. In game four, you didn't see that. It was smart base running. It was playing small ball when you got a guy on. You had a pair of hits out of three at-bats from Nathan Lukes in the leadoff spot. So what did they do with Vladdy Daddy? They said, look, man, we just want you to put the ball into play. If they give you one, if they serve you one, cool, go get it. But twice, Lukes got on board, and twice in his four at-bats, Vladdy Guerrero Jr. stepped up. One time he sent yard Ohtani. The other time he just got on base and moved a guy into third. And then let's take advantage of having Bo Bichette back in the lineup, playing DH. Remember, he was hurt. Did not play through the ALCS. Just showed up for the World Series here. You don't want to put a lot on that guy. You don't want to ask him to be a megastar. You just want him to go at bat and be consistent. He went up and got a hit when Vladdy was on. Barger, who has been exceptional in this postseason. I don't think anybody thought Addison Barger was going to be the biggest name on the Jays, and I'm not saying he is, but he's in the conversation. 2-for-5 with an RBI last night. Bichette had an RBI. Vladdy had the two RBIs. Ty France is a pinch hitter. They put him in at one point with the runner on. Trust the guy to go up there and get an at-bat. What did he do? Ends up getting one walked in and credited for an RBI. Like, the Jays last night said, let's make it to where we play our game. We don't play stupid. We don't go over the top. We don't get overly and obnoxiously aggressive. Let's go do our thing and say, look, if y'all beat us because you have assembled an all-star roster, if y'all beat us because you have just put together a team that is special, cool, fine, we get it. That makes sense. We'll take the L. The Dodgers didn't. And I think the thing I like, and we talked about this quite a bit, the Dodgers are a team that throughout this postseason up to the World Series, the Dodgers have been able to win low-scoring games. They've been able to rely on the pitching. They've been able to rely on Snell and Glasnow and Ohtani and Yamamoto. They've been able to rely on those guys. And they've been able to rely on those guys to get us outs without giving up runs. We'll go win a 2-1 game, a 3-2 game. The Jays are not going to give you a 2-1 game. They're not going to give you a 3-2 game. The Jays are going to score 5 a game, plus. Because they hit the ball well. They manage the lineup. I think they're doing a great job of creating matchups at the dish that favor them. They are doing a good job, and they are well-managed at this point. If the Dodgers want to win, the sluggers will have to slug. That's where this team is. If the Dodgers want to win I believe this at this point. If the Dodgers want to win this World Series, two things have to happen. Number one, I think they have to win tonight because as Seattle found out, Canada is rocking, dude. Canada is loud right now. Canada wants to bring the trophy of America's pastime. As much crap as we've given them about the American teams keep winning hockey, the Stanley Cup exists only in the United States, I guarantee you Canada wants to bring Major League Baseball's Commissioner Trophy back to Canada and hang on to our pastime's highest honor for 12 months. But you cannot allow Toronto to go back to Toronto having 2-for-1. You need to send them back to Toronto needing to win 2. You need to go to Toronto needing to win 1 of 2 to claim a World Series, not send Toronto back needing to win 1 of 2, and you've got to win them both on the road at Toronto because that place is going to be, it's going to be the loudest place in the world on Friday and, if necessary, Saturday night. But the other thing that has to happen, I need my sluggers to slug, man. Ohtani 0-for-3 last night. Mookie Betts 1-for-4. Freddie Freeman 2-for-4. Outside of that, Will Smith was 0-for-4. Teoscar, Max Muncy, and Tommy Edman were all 1-for-3. Hernandez, Pajes, and Call were all 0-for-3, 2-and-2, respectively. If the sluggers aren't going to slug for L.A., the Jays have pitching that can match up with them, and they are going to score 5 a game. You are going to have to outdo them to get there. So there's your World Series thoughts based on where we are. Game number 5 is tonight in Los Angeles. We will have at least one game back in Toronto, and we'll break down tomorrow, tonight's game tomorrow. When we come back, the NFL and Quinnipiac did a poll of NFL fans about different thoughts on the season, the future of the league, etc. I'm going to give you those results, and we'll see if they line up with what we think here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the Great Malonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the radio program this glorious Upstate midweek after morning. Morning. It's not afternoon yet. We're working on it. We're getting there. 844-326-3663. You can text the show. You can call the show if you'd like to get at us in that direction. Quinnipiac is a college that does national polling. Ordinarily, they do polling on politics. They are one of the premier politicking poll organizations out there. But they also do a lot of other polls of American citizens on other stuff too. One of them is sports. That's why we're talking about it here on the show. So, Quinnipiac did a poll of over 1,570 National Football League fans from around the nation. They do it this for every poll. They reach out to people from all demographics and all walks of life from all parts of the country to kind of spread out the results. Here are some of the interesting things that are in this poll. To give you the thoughts on the demographic, of the 1,500-ish people that they sent this survey to, they asked them to define themselves as a fan, a casual fan, not a fan, not applicable, or a super fan. Lonzo, just out of curiosity to see if your answer and mine were in the same bucket, what percentage of fans out of 1,500 who responded to this survey from Quinnipiac, what percentage of fans, keeping in mind that one of the categories is not a fan, what percentage of fans describe themselves as a super fan?
I'm going to go with 8%.
You're on the ballpark. It's 10%. Of the 1,500, and this is why this survey is interesting to me, but it's not necessarily anything that I'm like falling all over myself like, oh gosh, what does this mean? 38% of respondents said that they are not a fan of the NFL. Not an NFL fan at all. And that's not super surprising because I know a solid chunk of people who are college football fans who do not care about the NFL.
Yeah, until I moved here, I'd never experienced that. But I've met a bunch of people who are like that.
I think it is specifically a Deep South / Southeastern Conference territory thing primarily. But yes, there are a lot of people, big college football fans, don't care about the NFL. 38% say they are not a fan, 10% a super fan. 22% say they're a fan, 29% casual. And they had one person who wrote back and said they don't know, which I don't get that at all, but okay. Demographic-wise.
Well, sometimes it's hard to define yourself. I mean, and you know.
You don't know if you're a fan of the NFL?
Could be a particular day. I mean, listen, if anyone in this room could not be a fan of the NFL, it would be you.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the NFL, but I am a fan of a team.
Right. Well, I mean, your particular team is not doing well at this moment.
13% of men said they're a super fan. 23% said a fan. 30% casual. 34% of men said not a fan of women. 7% super fan. 20% regular. 29% casual. 42% of women said not a fan. Now, let's get to some of the questions that they asked. The first thing, oh, by the way, no, I lied. I want to point one more thing out. Demographically speaking, age 18 to 34, I do think that this is important, and this is not just football, this is everybody. Age 18 to 34, 8% of respondents in the 18 to 34 bracket said that they're a super fan. 17% said that they are a regular fan. 25% said they're a casual fan. If you're doing the math in your head, which I can't because I'm dumb, but if you're doing the math in your head, 51% of respondents age 18 to 34 say they are not a fan of the NFL. Now, I pointed out before and many times, I do think that there is a reason for that. And keep in mind, this is 18 to 34. It's honestly a pretty wide net. And as somebody who is not recently removed from that bracket, but like not terribly far removed from that bracket, I can tell you the difference in Rob Brown between 18 and 24 was stark. The difference between 24 and 30 was stark. The difference between 30 and 34 was stark. That being said,
I became more of a fan as I got older.
Maybe you did. But I would also point out what I think is the ultimate driving factor of this, which is there are more outlets for entertainment today than there ever have been at any point in the history of humans. It's just, there is. Think about right now, just in your phone. Do you understand how many outlets of entertainment I have just on my phone? I have Netflix, I have Hulu, I have Peacock, I have Spotify, I have Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, which can be their own damn TV channels at this point. I've got a documentary service I subscribe to just because the wife and I like watching murder documentaries.
Wow, really?
I've got, yes.
Okay, I didn't realize there was a service just for documentaries.
There's a billion different things. And so, especially considering, and this is something I learned not terribly long ago in the radio industry, one of the things that we are being pushed to do right now is not just to push out videos to try to own the digital landscape. Now what we are being told is, hey, Rob Brown, don't just make videos. We want you to make 30-second videos or at maximum 60-second videos. We want you to take a topic that you care and are passionate about and have a strong take, and we want you to boil it down to 30 to 60 seconds. Why? Because that's the average attention span of an American right now. That if they are just scrolling around on the phone, you have 8 seconds to hook them, and you better finish it up in 60.
How often do you watch the entirety of a YouTube video?
Oh, no. We're talking reels. We're talking shorts.
No, I'm just curious about your attention span when it comes to that.
YouTube videos, it depends.
I will get near the end of like a 15 to an 18-minute video of something that I clicked on to watch and will be like, I wonder what else there is.
Yeah, I mean, it is, for me, it depends on how compelling the topic is for me. Like, I do try to learn new stuff, right? Like, I try to learn new stuff. When I did I won't get into the particular topic, but like I went 2 or 3 days ago and watched I went 2 or 3 days ago and I watched a YouTube video that was about 17 minutes long on the legal process that is required to make renovations to the White House. We obviously got a renovation happening to the White House right now. And no, it is not something that the president can just say, just do this thing for me. There is an entire legal process that has to be followed. And that, honestly, like, yeah, you may fall on one side or the other, but at the end of the day, the process isn't being followed right now. Now, whether we change the process to make that okay or not, that's up to you. But I went and watched an entire video on the process that is supposed to be followed before any renovation to the White House is made. It's got to be signed off and approved, and there's a committee, and then there's another committee, and then there's a congressional committee, yada, yada, yada. That wasn't something I was like really super duper compelled by, but I was interested. So I watched like 14 minutes of it, and I was like, all right, I got the gist of it. But 2 days ago, I watched a guy give about a 35-minute YouTube video on Atlas 3i. Or what is it, 31L, 3116 Omaha. 3i Atlas, whatever.
3i Atlas.
I put it out of my brain because y'all have ticked me off so much with your stupid-ass theories
today,
on it.
Today or tomorrow, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out when the space rock goes buzzing by us and we never see it again.
And if it doesn't, you won't be able to come on the air and go say, I won't be able to go say, see, I told you that we're all going to die. This, I mean, you know, we're just dead. So
hey, by the way, see you tomorrow. So the thought here is, and this is of all the other things we're going to talk about here in just a second, the most important one is the fact that over 51% of Americans age 18 to 34 that responded to the survey said they are not a fan of the NFL at all. Do you know why? It is because, as I pointed out, our attention spans are short. You are being bombarded with entertainment and information constantly from all angles. Why? Because that's how you get advertising in front of your eyeballs. That is why right now more people are watching YouTube Shorts, which must be 59 seconds or less. Shorts are infinitely watched more than YouTube videos. You could say, hey man, here's this long video about 3i Atlas and why it has a reverse tail, because there's a scientific and now proven reason for it. Or somebody can go real and go, aliens, and more people are going to watch that because we have a shortened attention span.
Okay, so what's wrong with me that I don't ever watch shorts?
I don't know. Well, I would also point out, great one, that you are in the you're in a higher demo than the youths.
Because I'm older. Okay.
Right. Oh, for sure. I think it's an age thing. That's why I specifically pointed out this
is
the 18 to 34 demo.
If I see something that's only 60 seconds to 30 seconds long, unless it's really funny, it's not going to have enough time to elaborate to the point where I can form an opinion.
That's fair. And that is exactly the opposite of what we are seeing research-wise out of the next generation of Americans. They want it done, and they want it in 60 seconds, and they want to move on to the next thing. This is one of our problems, is that so many things happening in the world, you cannot explain what is happening on the West Bank but in 60 seconds. But that's what they want. Well, if NFL games are 3.5 hours long, the average attention span of 30 to 59 seconds of the Utes ain't going to sit down and watch the thing. And let's be honest, how many of you go to a bar, watch people watch football, and what do you see? Everybody in the game is scrolling their phone while they're watching football. So this is one of the things that I think is going to result in football and every other sport having to do more gimmicks. So I mean, some people are, but even still, that's an entertainment outlet that is being prioritized over let's watch football. All right, here's a couple other questions that popped up because while I spent too much time on that, I think it is important. Question number one, do you think the NFL is doing too much, too little, or about the right amount to help help avoid serious injuries to professional football players? This one, I guess I'm happy about. Only 4% said the NFL is doing too much to help avoid serious injuries. And think about this. There are people out there who think that the new kickoff rule is dumb. That was one of the questions we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll jump back into this in the next segment.
Yeah, because I kind of like it now.
Yeah. The targeting thoughts, the horse collar tackling. There's a lot of people who are like, no, bring back man football.
Oh, the hats still look dumb. I
guardian cap?
Yeah, I get it, but they just.
Cool. I mean, listen, if you want to
like
risk.
The Great Gazoo, I think it was, from Flintstones.
It does. You're not wrong. I never thought about that. You're not wrong. Here's the thing, though. If you want to risk your brain rattling around in your skull so that you don't look dumb, that's on you. Have at it.
By the way, I completely get it.
1,000% I'd wear one. 1,000%.
Just think they could find a way to make it look better.
42% of those fans say that the NFL is doing about the right amount. The NFL is considering moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend so that it's always followed by a federal holiday on Monday. Support or oppose? 56% of people, 60% of men, 53% of women, 63% of 18 to 34, and more than that, 35 to 49, said yes, we should drop the Super Bowl back 1 week so that it is always followed by a federal government holiday on Monday. Yes.
They ain't doing that. Did they just vote down the daylight saving time thing again? Yeah, they're not going to do that.
I think they will. And I'll tell you why on the other side of the break, because I think the NFL will get something out of it. So I'll tell you what that is when we come back. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About a few minutes of the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. We are jumping around a handful of different topics today, but we are wrapping up the show with one in particular. That is a Quinnipiac poll conducted of over 1,500 Americans from different ages, genders, and locations around these great United States of ours. One of the ones that we jumped down on, and really it's more about like some answers that surprise me or I am reading into what they mean for the NFL and the NFL's future. One of them was the 18 to 34 demo, of which over 51% of respondents said they are not a fan of the NFL. Again, I think that is a... that is something that is going to be a problem with a lot of people moving forward. I forget which actor, actually actress. No, I don't. It was, gosh darn it. I forgot her name. She was in A Good Place. Jaleel, dadgummit, what's her name? Anyway, young lady who is in The Good Place. Great actress. I completely blanked on her name and I forgot it. And I apologize.
A Good Place. Is that a series?
Yes.
The one with Ted Danson?
Yes. And I freaking love that show.
Yeah, I've never seen it before.
Oh, dude, but, watch it. Yeah. You will genuinely love that show. Not only that, but my favorite character, Jamila Jamil. That's her name, Jamila Jamil. She's in that. There's a character in it who is from Jacksonville, and he's a huge Jags fan. But we got to keep in mind, this was filmed when Blake Bortles was their quarterback. And he just does dumb stuff, and all the times, and he yells, "Bortles!" It's great. It's great. It's hysterical, and I love it. It's great. Anyway. Jamila Jamil was doing an interview with entertainment outlet the other day, and she said that one of the things she has noticed in recent memory is that a lot of studios are telling producers, directors now, that they need to be. And you may have noticed this if you're a fan who actually like dials into shows and whatnot. Have you noticed an increase over the past couple of years of characters in a show or a movie who are like stating the plot as they go along, or like stating what is happening as they go along? You're like a bit heavy-handed, am I right? She said
like Ferris Bueller or something like
no,
that.
No, I'm talking like in New Age media, it is becoming so heavy-handed. It'll be like, the good guy will be like, all right, now that we've taken out the bad guy by dropping a bomb on the bunker, now what we need to do is get in the car and drive to the next town over, where we'll train for a couple of weeks to be ready to fight the karate boss, right? Like they just say everything. And she said this is a studio directive because they know that a majority of people who watch TV and movies are also watching their phones. And if you want to like a movie, you got to know what's going on. And when they know you're distracted by everything else in the world, they'll just tell you what's happening on the screen so that when you look up because you hear the explosion or the gunshots, you're like, okay, I know why they're bombing and or shooting. It's sad, to be honest with you. It's a sad reality, but here we are. All right, is the NFL doing enough to help prevent serious injuries to football players? 4% said they're doing too much. I'm actually not surprised that that number isn't zero because, again, a lot of people are going to look at like the new kickoff rules and a lot of people want that change, which was one of the questions they asked. We'll get that to that in a minute. 30% of people say that they are doing too little. 42% say they're doing what's about right now. So you know, pretty split right there between too little or about right. And again, there's always going to be like 23% said don't know. Well, when a solid 38% of the people said, I'm not a fan, of course they're not going to know some of these answers. The NFL considering moving Super Bowl to President's Day weekend so that it's always followed by a federal holiday on Monday. Do you support or oppose this change? 56% say they support it. 18% oppose it. I genuinely don't know why you would. And 26% say they don't know. Now, this is why that one was interesting to me. The reason that this one was interesting to me was the NFL or the Quinnipiac also asked the question, do you support or oppose the NFL adding another regular season game going to 18 and removing a postseason game? 60% of respondents said they support the NFL removing a preseason game and adding one more regular season game. 60% say they support it. 21% say they oppose it. 18% said that they don't know. It's actually one of the lowest questions of the I don't know that is out there. So let me tell you why I honestly think that we will have in the near future, I think we will have a Super Bowl Sunday that is on President's Day weekend annually. Number one is a majority of Americans want that. I will tell you, as somebody who's got to get my ass up out of bed at 3:30 the next morning, I absolutely want it. I would like to be able to finish a Super Bowl party and still have time to check in, pay attention, like actually X's and O's watch the game to break it down for you guys the next time up.
Since my team is almost always there, I would like to watch the whole thing too.
All have our reasons. But yes, move it. I'll tell you why I do think that it is going to happen. With 60% of support, 63% of men, 57% of women, 65% age 18 to 34, 63% 35 to 49, and 66% 50 to 64, 51% of Americans age 65 or older say move it. It is a majority across the board to move it to that weekend. Let me tell you why it's going to happen. Because 18 games is an inevitability. And instead of moving the season up a weekend, which they don't want to do because they don't want to bump into the opening weekend of college football, it will be easier to add that 18th game onto the end of the year, bump all of the playoffs back by 1 week, and that effectively bumps your NFC and AFC championship game, the bye week between them, the off week, or what used to be known as Pro Bowl week between them, and then move the Super Bowl back 1 week. And that is President's Day weekend. It is bumping it back a week. So when the NFL goes and adds their 18th game, and keep in mind, they have to negotiate. It's got to be signed off by the Players Association. The NFLPA is going to utilize that as a way to as a way to get some concessions back, right? Like they're going to say, all right, we'll go to 18 and drop a preseason game, but in return for that, we would like X, Y, and Z back from you. And the NFL will get, the NFL will be willing to give them stuff because the bump up in TV pay for having an 18th week of NFL football is 1,000% going to offset whatever it is that the NFLPA asks for in concessions down the line, even if it's a matter of when you get the upgraded TV contract, take 10% of it, put it into a, you know, a high stakes investment account and utilize that to pay retirement stipends to NFL players or guarantee that any NFL player who requires medical assistance for head injuries down the line, we'll cover that, whatever, they'll get something back. I think they will go to 18, and I think when they go to 18, you will just go ahead and push the, you won't move the season up, you'll push everything back, you'll push the playoffs back, you'll push the Super Bowl back a week, that drops it on Sunday, now everybody gets what they want. The NFL gets 18 games, the players get a concession and one less preseason game, and we as fans get to go to Super Bowl parties, drink a bunch of whiskey, and sleep in the next day.
All right, DMG 8028. Yeah, that's probably not going to.
Maybe my Saints will be back in the Super Bowl by the time that happens. Yeah, no, yeah, you and me both, brother. By the way, real quick before you do, what the X is going on? You don't play it for fun, all right? You don't play it for fun. I got an email from Miles in Spartanburg who said a couple of things. He said, number one, best pen, your recommendation was a good one. Used it, bought a box of them. That would be the... that would be the Uniball.
Wow.
S7.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's still,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I will say, though, I'm not going to lie to you. I like the Uniball. I bought a box of them. They're on the desk at the office. But, like, without even thinking about it, I just reverted right back to the Sharpie S-Gel. I went right back to it. And, again, it's not great if you write in small letters, but when I do my show prep, I write in big letters. So the S-Gel has come back to the forefront. The Uniball is really good for the crib, and I got 1,000 of them, but it is what it is. He also said, Rob, back when I was in sixth grade at Fair Forest Elementary School, the teacher surprised us in the afternoon by wheeling a 400-pound television on a giant cart, and we watched the World Series, the Dodgers, greatest day of the year for me. Moral to the story, do you think the Super Bowl would end at freaking 3 a.m. Eastern time? Hell no. The NFL ain't stupid. This is why baseball is a dinosaur. Bring back some day games. Quit being so freaking greedy for primetime. This sport is an endangered species because of oppressive greed and stupid decisions. Thanks for reading this from Miles in Spartanburg. Miles, I appreciate it.
It was well written.
It was well written. It's also, I'm going to say, postseason ratings are up, Miles. They're just up. They're up dramatically from this year to last year to the year before that. I get what you're saying. Ratings are up. They're annually up, and they're growing every year. They're not going to move it because nobody, yes, it's great that all the kids can watch it in Fairfield Elementary School's third grade science class. You know who can't
Fair
watch
Forest.
It? Oh, sorry, Fair Forest. Yeah. Fairfield was over by where I grew up. Yeah. You know, while it's great the kids at Fair Forest Elementary can watch it, you know who can't watch it? Me! I can't watch it if it's on at 2:30 in the afternoon. And if I can't watch it, the guy who is going to buy the beer that you're advertising, you lose the money. Miles, at the end of the day, yes, it is all about greed. Welcome to America, brother.
All right, time to find out what the X is going on. By the way, Zach, that was pretty good. Just saying, that was pretty good. All right.
I'm reading it. He said Lance Armstrong is a uniball.
That would have worked out good on what day did we do the no ball thing?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No ball, yeah. Tuesday.
No ball Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's with a K. The first thing that's Xing is Giannis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is Xing because he yesterday on a... Giannis took 7 steps on a drive yesterday. 7.
He did not
exaggerating. I mean, he took 7 steps. I'll give you 2 for the gather. He took 5 steps. And the refs are like, oh, it's a gather. No, it's not. It's not a, that was such a long travel. Giannis had to pack a bag and buy a ticket. That's unbelievable. Like, I will say this, more than greed or whatever, you know what is going to kill the NBA? Giannis gathering outside of the 3-point line. And having to book a charter flight to get to the rim. He traveled so far. I was, when I say this last night, because it started popping up as soon as I was watching baseball and it happened, I was friggin' furious when I saw that. I love Giannis Antetokounmpo. I love the Greek freak. He's the best.
He also yelled, "This is my city," and then there's more to it after that. But it's,
I'm sure there is. I don't care about any of that.
It's all cursing and so.
Again, don't care about any of that. The only thing I know
basically said he wasn't leaving the city.
Like, cool, good for him, and glad for the people in Milwaukee. They finally get one thing that's nice that's not going to hurt them. But I can't have an NBA where a player is taking
7 steps
on a drive.
Who else in the NBA would get that kind
LeBron.
Of treatment? You think so?
LeBron would get that treatment.
LeBron doesn't need 7 steps.
SGA would get that treatment because SGA shot 28 free throws in a game the other night. Or sorry, 26. Only 26. Wow. 26 free throws in a game. SGA shoots and falling down is just his natural thing now because every time he falls, he gets a call. So now he is literally shooting and then just landing and falling backwards. And it's working. I went from last year, I'm not mad at SGA because I don't hate the player, I hate the game. I'm mad at SGA this year.
So that's the new Eurostep thingy?
I don't know what the hell they're doing,
you
dude.
You kick your leg out and you fall back.
Oh, it's infuriating.
All right, the next thing that's texting is WrestleMania.
Okay.
I knew you were going to be offended by this.
Were you not?
No, I wasn't. It's just... I.
So we talked earlier in the week about the fact that WWE has been putting out these small vignettes on social media. Like the first one was a guy in suit pants, socks,
we
and dress
about
shoes.
Everybody,
and he was walking. Let me explain it real quick. Was walking down the hallway, and then they did another one where it was a guy in like tennis sneakers and blue jeans, and then they released a third one, which was a guy over what appeared to be the back of a church pew. It was hands in a ring, but then you looked at it, you realized, oh, that's Paul Heyman's fat fingers, and then they backed it out. It turns out what we all thought were like vignettes for either returning or a debuting either faction or guys or whatever. Nope. It was the first set of promotions for WrestleMania Las Vegas. You know, the WrestleMania that was supposed to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, that I talked my wife into going, and she had signed off and was going to buy us tickets, and we were going to fly down to New Orleans to go to my third WrestleMania of all time, and I was really stupid excited about it, but then the WWE stepped up and said, no, that's not where the money is. We're going to Vegas because TKO only cares about money. They could give a damn less about you or your fandom or your family or your long-loving passion for professional wrestling. They don't care about any about that. The only thing that cares is about milking every freaking cent out of this thing. They don't give a crap about you. So they took WrestleMania, which was scheduled for years to be in New Orleans, one that, again, I talked my wife into going to with me, and they said, no, we'd rather do it in Las Vegas because that's where we are and that's where we're going to get all the money. Screw you, TKO. Screw you.
By the way, Fight Club tomorrow. Right here on this here program. All right, finally, the last thing.
We're going to advertise WrestleMania?
No, we will be talking about Saturday night's main event, though. All right, the last thing that's texting, and this will probably calm me down after that tirade.
This is absolutely not going to calm me down, guys.
National Cat Day.
You know what? I used to be the guy that said, oh, I'm a dog guy and cats suck and all that. I got a great cat. His name's Wade. He's about 1,000 years old, and I'm going to be honest, that's my therapy animal. So I'm going to go. I got a lunch. I'm going to go do that. Then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to hug my cat and see if I can get less mad at TKO. You guys suck! Have a great rest of your day, everybody. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.